I don't know about you, but technology is slowly but surely making me a little bit more nervous. And if I'm honest with myself, I can honestly say that it is because of the uncertainty of what's about to happen with technology. And I'm not just talking about phones or anything specific, but I'm talking about how everything is about to change, including content creation, how Facebook works, how YouTube works, how our phones work, and more especially how we form relationships. There was a recent event by YouTube as well as Meta. So both of them were announcing and talking about how they what changes they plan to make in the near future. Now, this obviously speaking has been it's very interesting for me, right? Very, very interesting because both of them are announcing changes that are going to be taking place specifically for YouTube. It's going to be taking place as of next year. So YouTube is going to basically make content very similar to Netflix, and they're going to be marketing and creating trailers for that content. I imagine that it's going to be for premium subscribers. So and the thing is, they've tried this before in the past. I know that someone is thinking of this. Like, haven't they done this before with like YouTube Red? They have. And this time, obviously, they have a different approach. Remember that YouTube now has a new CEO, and he's looking into things a bit differently. He's changing things in a different way, but that still supports creators for the future. I love this approach. I don't want to lie. I love this approach. But now, when you introduce it or pair it with what Meta is doing, so Meta is going the direction of wanting to create our virtual versions of ourselves. So think about it this way. Think of your favorite YouTube creator, or if you're not a person who's into YouTube, think of your favorite news presenter or someone who a musician as well. So they want to take all of their content, obviously with their permission. You would be able to get your favorite influencer, your favorite musician, your favorite pastor as well, your favorite even your psychologist, your therapist, and they'd be able to load their own content, their videos, their voice, their voice recordings, and all of that into Meta's cloud, right? And then that would then they'd also load pictures of themselves and videos of themselves, which would then allow you to have conversations with them, even though they're not at the other end of whatever connection you're having with them. Which for me, I think it opens doors and gives room to so much misuse, right? And people just flooding the internet with way too much content. And I think the worst part is that it's gonna encourage people to not collaborate. And I know that, I mean, if you listen to the interviews that Mark Zuckerberg's been doing, he talks a lot about, I mean, a lot of people love, especially when you're the company creating the technology, right? You're gonna be coming across as though, hey, this is actually positive. This is what it's gonna do for us. Because I can see the positive. Like, I can see how this can help creators make content quicker and also take away the expense behind making content, which one of the biggest expenses is time, the fact that you have limited time. And therefore, there's certain content that you're just unable to do. But imagine living in a world where even what you're listening to right now, you don't even know if it's real or not. Like, just imagine that kind of a world. It's very bizarre. Like, it's quite bizarre. It's very weird. And at the same time, I mean, we're entering a space where we might not even know whether what we're listening to was created by the person we think it was created by. And personally, I'm uncomfortable with that world. I do hope that regulations make it in such a way that it prevents misuse, and especially prevents someone from being able to take my voice all over the internet and make certain content for themselves without any restrictions of any kind, and prevents other companies from sharing that data with each other, which I don't know to what degree will that be successful, considering all of our phone numbers and contact details are being shared so easily. Like, that's the reason why we're getting so many robot calls right now, and I know I'm not the only one, which is it's gotten to a place of being quite abusive. It's definitely become very, very abusive. So I'm staring into this very near, it's not even that distant, future, and I'm wondering what YouTube content is even going to look like for people who are very lazy to create, people who aren't doing it for the sake of, I want this to be an expression of me. And another thing that I'm thinking of is, will people even mind, right? I mean, you see it now with TikTok. TikTok does this thing where you, as a creator, you can take a voice that they present to you, and then you can film content, and then you have that voice from what you've written and told it to say, the voice says those words. So people don't mind that. Like, you get a voice that's totally not yours. You know, you'll find a video that goes something like, can't believe my brother is actually doing this. And then you see what the brother's doing. I'm sure many of you have seen such content already. So it does make me wonder. It honestly does make me wonder, what kind of a future are we stepping into?